Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Zayin. We're going to begin 17 lines down from the top. Mem Zayin Omer Aleph. We're learning today Le'ilui Nishmas Elias Ben Elio Ben Avram HaKohen. All the insurance we learn for should have an Aliyah from our learning. Remind ourselves in yesterday's shiur towards the end, we darshan the pasuk V'chi Yagur Itcha Ger Be'artzechem Lo Sonu Oso. And amongst the drushes that we made from this pasuk, we said that there's a machlokas here between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim as to whether outside of Eretz Yisrael, a ger needs to bring proof that he was this guy. We're talking about a case where we knew the person was a ger, we knew he was not born as a yid, so does he have to bring proof to his gerus? So in Eretz Yisrael, everybody said he has to bring proof. Outside Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda said you don't have to bring proof, and the Chacham said you do have to bring proof. So we conclude yesterday's shiur really with the following statement, 17 lines from the top, Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, with Amar Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Yochanan. We had a lot of statements that Reb Chiya Bar Abba made in the name of Reb Yochanan over the last couple of days. And here's another one. The halacha is, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz L'aretz, Tzorech L'havi Raya. He passes like the Chachamim Shita, that whether you're in Eretz Yisrael, whether you're in Chutz L'aretz, the person has to bring a Raya that he, in fact, was Miskayer. Where it says Pshita, that's obvious. Yochid v'Rabim halachik Rabim. We of course know that we pass it like the Rabim over Yochid. So you never really need an Amora to tell us that. You need the Amora to tell us if the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. But if the halach is like the Rabim, so what is the Amora adding to our already known status that we always pass it like the Rabim over the Yochid? So the word says, no, there is a reason over here. Ma'u detema. I might have thought that Mistaber Taima de Rabbi Yehuda. That the reasoning behind Rabbi Yehuda was very good. He based it on the pasuk. It said, "Be'artzuchem, in your land you have to do this." Implication being that outside your land you don't have to. Taka, Rabbi Yehuda had a very, very good reason as to why he held his shita. And therefore, you might have thought, since he brought such a conclusive drasha from the pasuk, one might have thought that we really should pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda over the chacham, even though it's a yochid versus a rabbim. Here, the yochid is so sharp, it's so strong, that maybe we should pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda over the rabbim, kamashulon that we don't. That's the chiddush that Rabbi Yehuda Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, is telling us. More continues with the following brights, the Tanur Rabbanon, Ushvatetem Tzedek, Bein Ish, Ubein Ochiv, Ubein Gero. Here's another pasuk, now we're going to darshan. What is this pasuk telling us? That it talks about Geirus over here and Tzedek, Shvatetem Tzedek. So it has to deal with the Beis Din in some way. Mikan Amar Yehuda, here Rabbi Yehuda learned, Gershin is Gaya Beis Din, Hareza Ger. Only a Ger that underwent his conversion in a Beis Din, in a Beis Din of three kosher men, so then such a Beis Din is effectuating the Geirus. Beinol Veinatzma, but even though he did a Bris Mila by himself, even though he did a Mila by himself, if a person tried to be Mizgayer by doing this by himself, Beinol Veinatzma, ain't no Geir. That is not a good Geirus. A person cannot do this. Now, Maisa Be'echad, once was a Maisa Shohaya with an individual, a Geir, Shabalif Ne Rabbi Yehuda. Now, we knew that this person was a Yid. We had no knowledge that he was a Ger beforehand. Otherwise, as you can see in the Tosos Chad Mikamoy, he says this Maisa, it's about 10, 15 lines down into the Tosos Chad Mikamoy. So he says, Maisa Vecha Shabalif Ne Rabbi Yehuda, Vemele Nizgayarti, Beni Levein Asmi, by myself. Hopefully, that's going to be the rest of the Gemara. Pirish, here he tells us, Lo Yu Mukzakimbo Shuavi Kocham. We had no knowledge that he was once a guy. We thought he was a Yid. Because the im came, Hayitzorich Lovi Raya Lov Yalbanov. Then in the case that follows, he would certainly have to bring a Raya. We wouldn't believe him because we had no knowledge. But here, Elohayu Muchzokimbo Shahoyo Ger. We knew that he was a Kosher Ger. We knew that he was a Yid. So therefore, we thought that he was a Yid. And therefore, now when he comes to tell us this, it contradicts what our Chazak is. And therefore, the halacha follows as we're going to say. So now let's see again inside. There was once this person who we knew was a Yid, or at least we thought he was a Yid from a previous kosher conversion, the Amar Lo. And he told Rabbi Yehuda, Nizgayarti Beni Levein Atzmi, my Geirus wasn't a good Geirus. It was a private Geirus. You all thought that I was a Yid. But I'm not really a Yid, because my Geirus was a private Geirus. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Yesh Lecha Edim, do you have witnesses that you had this Geirus? Amar Lei. So he told this Geir, told Rabbi Yehuda, no, I don't, lav. So he asked him, Yesh Lecha Banim, Rabbi Yehuda asked him, do you have any children? So Amar Lem, hey, Amar Lei, hey. He said, yeah, Rabbi Yehuda, I got a family and kids, sure. Amar Lo, so Rabbi Yehuda said to him, Neman Ato Liv Solas Atzmacha, V'yato Neman Liv Solas Banecha. So you are now believed. This is the idea Tosus brings down over here. A person is believed about himself even more than Meya Edim when he says something about himself. So, for example, if a person says this meat is treif, and you have 100 witnesses saying, no, the meat's 100% kosher, so everybody else can eat this meat, but the person who says the meat is treif can't eat this meat. He's accepted upon himself that it's issur. So here, Rabbi Yehuda told him, you're stating that your geiris wasn't a good geiris, so you are a goy still. You are not considered a yid, and you are able to live sol letzasmucha. However, you can't do this to your children. We have a chazaka that they're kosher yidden, the atonemel of solus benecha, and your children stay as kosher yidden. You don't have the ability to go and make them osur, to make them goyim. Okay. More questions is, really? Umi Amar Yehuda Abonim Lo Mehemen, did Rabbi Yehuda really say this? You're just telling me now that he said the man is able to nullify himself and say that he's not a kosher geirus and he's no longer a yid, but he can't say that about his children. Did Rabbi Yehuda really say that? V'atanya, we learn the following brisa. We bring down the following pasuk: Ki es habachor ben hasnua yakir lo seislo pishnayim. That the father, the husband here, is believed to say about one of his children that this is the bechor, and it's based upon the drasha of the word yakir. The brisa says yakir, yakirenu liacherim. It means that the father of this child, the husband of the Isha Hasnua, he is believed to say that this is my Bechor. And based upon this, the Braisa continues, Mikan Omar Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, Namun Adam Lomar Zebni Bechor. A person is believed to say, this is my Bechor. And therefore, for all halachic purposes, this child is considered a Bechor. Right? We're coming up, I'm dictating this the day before, Tanis Bechoros. So the father is believed to say, this child is a Bechor, and he would have to go and fast. The child is believed to get a double portion. The child is believed to be the Bechor in other situations where a Bechor has a certain status. So the father is believed in this situation to say, Zebni Bechor, based upon the pasuk Yakir. And just like he's believed to say this child is the Bechor, he's also believed to say, Kach Nemon Lomar, this father is believed to say, if he was a Kohen, for example, Bini Zeh, this child is also Ben Gerusha, who is Nebuch, the product of a woman that I married, who was a Gerusha, or that his mother was a Gerusha, and therefore he's a Chalal, he's not a Kohen. Or Ben Chalutzu, or Midrabanan, he's also not a Kohen, because he is the product of a relationship that I had with a chalutza, and a kohen midrabban is not allowed to have marriage with a chalutza, midrabban is not allowed to have marriage with a grusha. Both the times, the kedusha is chal, so the child is not a mamzer, according to the opinions that say chai v'lavim is not a mamzer, and according to the opinion that says chalutza is only the rabbanon, according to the opinion that says chalutza is the raisa we had the other day, and as well that chai v'lavim make a mamzer, so then this would be a mamzer, but the way we paskin, this child's not a mamzer. So this father is believed to say the child is the bechor, he's also believed to say the child is a ben gerusha, a ben chalutza, and making him to a chalal. However, that's only Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The Chacham Omrim Eino Neman. The Chacham say he's not believed. So here we seem to have a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. The first statement that we had, the Maisa Shehoya, that came before Rabbi Yehuda, he said, you're not believed to lifsol es bonecha, you're not believed to go and disqualify your children from being kosher yidden. And here we see that he is believed to go and disqualify his child from being a Kohen. He can state that his child is a Chalal. So it seems to be a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. It's where it says, two terutzim. Amr of Nachum Reyesa, the first teretz, Hachi Karmalei. This is what Rabbi Yehuda told the man who came to him. He said, Lidvaracha Ovichel Chalamato. Based upon what you're saying, that you had a geiris only Beini Levein Atzmi, that you said that you had a private geiris, which is not allowed, has to be in front of a Beis Din, so you are basically stating that you're still a goy. And therefore, Vein Eidus Ovichel Chalam. Therefore, you're not believed in testifying about your children, because a goy is not believed in Eidus. So, therefore, your Eidus ruins yourself, because you can be Shavi Navshe Chaticha Di Asura, so we believe you in regards to yourself, but therefore you have no Nemanis in regards to your children. That's the particular case where he is considered a guy, and therefore Eidus is not found by a guy. But the second case, the Brisa that we brought down, where he is believed to say that his son is the Bechor, or he's believed to say that his son is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, he's a Yid, so therefore his Eidus is good. That's Rabbi Anachim by Yitzchok's Teretz, how to explain the stira between the two statements of Rabbi Yehuda. Ravina Amar, a different Teretz. Ravina says, this is what Rabbi Yehuda told this person who claimed that he was Nizgayarti Beni Levenatzmi. He said, Yesh Lecha Banim Yesim, do you have any children? And the person said, hey, yes, I do have children. Then he asked him, Yesh Lecha Bnei Banim, do your children have children? And again, the man answered him, hey. So in this situation, this is what Rabbi Yehuda said to him in this Maisa Shehoya. Amalo, Yehuda told this person who said, Diskiarti Beni Levenatzmi, you are believed, Nemanat Telusol Bonecha, you believe to pass yourself and your children. However, V'yatar Neman, Livsol B'nei V'necha, but you're not believed to go and pass your grandchildren. That's in the second situation. It's no longer a stira, because there he's only passing his son. He's saying his son is a ben gerusha, his son is a ben chalutza, but he's not saying anything about the grandchildren. Now, Tosos points out of it, very important to understand, that in order to make any sense of what Ravina is saying, it doesn't make sense that the son is believed, but the grandchildren not believed, and the son is now not considered a yid, but the grandchildren are considered a yid. It's silly. It doesn't make any sense. So what Tosos explains Ravina is really saying is, if you have grandchildren, then not only are your grandchildren going to be considered to be kosher yidin, but then they also make your children believed to be kosher yidin. And in this situation, when you have grandchildren, since you don't have the ability to go passel them, so then you also don't have the ability to go and passel your children as well. And therefore, in this situation where he has grandchildren, it makes the children also good. But if you didn't have grandchildren, then you are believed, as the Brice has said, to say, your son is a Grusha, your son is a Chalutza, Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, so too, over here, you would be believed to say that you are not, in fact, a Kosher Ger, and therefore your children are not Kosher Yidden as well. So that's Ravina's understanding of how to reconcile the two seemingly disparate statements of Rabbi Yehuda. And we have a Brice in support of this explanation of Ravina. Tani Nami Hachi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Neman Adam Lomar al Beno Katan Venu Neman Al Bino Godo. A person is believed, Rabbi Yehuda says, about his child who's a katan, but not about his child who's a godo. Now, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So how do we understand that? The Amar Rabbi Yechiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Here we have again Rabbi Yechiya Bar Abba saying the name of Rabbi Yochanan. How do you understand the statement of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda? When he said katan, he didn't mean a katan mamish. Lo katan, katan mamish. When he's talking about the katan, he didn't mean literally a child that's under the age of bar mitzvah. And when he said a godo, lo godo, he didn't mean godo mamish, a child over the age of bar mitzvah. His definition here of katan and godo is as follows. El katan v'yesh lo banim, zehu godo. Godo v'yein lo banim, zehu katan. He's exactly stating what Ravina had said. When there are grandchildren involved in the picture, so then the children are believed as well to be kosher yidin, and we don't take the testimony of the father who claims nisgiarti beni la'atzmi for the children. We only take it for himself. But if there are no grandchildren, then we do allow him to passel. Like the Brisa said, he's believed to say his child is ben gerusha or ben chalutza. So this Brisa is exactly the way that Ravina said. How do we paskin? Where it says v'hilchasa kavasi the Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak. We paskin like the understanding of Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak of the stira between Rabbi Yehuda, that the man is believed only about himself because Shavi Nafshe Ichaticha di Yisura, but once he's considered to be a guy, he's not believed to give Eidus because the guy is possibly Eidus. So the Gemara says, we paskin like this understanding of Nachum Yitzchak of Rabbi Yehuda. But then it says, well, Tanya, but we learned Kavasi the Ravina. We just wrote down the Tanya Kavasi, the Tanya Nami Hachi, like Ravina's understanding. So how can they be? They seem to be at a stira with each other because Ravina says we only allow him to passel his son as well as himself if he has no grandchildren. But if he has grandchildren, he can't passel his son. That seems to be at odds with Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak. So how can you have a halacha like both of them? Shmuel says, no, in regards to the brisa that we brought down, Tani Nami Hachi, that was only how the inyan yakir itma, that was only in regards to the concept that the father is believed to say, this child is a Bechor, or this child is a Ben Gerusha, or Ben Chalutza. Only in that regard did we say that the Tani Nami Hachi is like Ravina. But in regards to the din, the guy in this situation, he was Niskaya Beinolu Lein Atzmo, so he's not considered a ger, so therefore in that situation, he can passel himself, but he can't passel his children. Again, that only works because we had a chazaka, we had a clear-cut establishment that he was previously Jewish, and his children were previously Jewish. So therefore, unless you have Eidos against that, just his own testimony, he doesn't have the right to go and passel them. Now we go off into a very interesting side discussion about the concept of gerus. Tanya Rabbanan, we learn the following braisa, ger shebol is gayer bizman hazeh. Nowadays, if a person comes to convert, so we don't ever encourage gerim, as the Gemara will say, so what do we tell this person? The person comes to us to be mizgay, says, I'd like to become a yid. So we tell him, Mara Isa, what did you see, shebosel is gayer, that you would want to come to be here to become a Jewish person? Don't you know? Nowadays, you see all the anti-Semitism, you see all the persecution of the Jewish people. You don't have to look very far. The Jewish people are constantly being persecuted by the goyim. There's constant anti-Semitism. We are devuyim. Devuyim means that we're constantly being suffering. Dechufim means we're pushed, we're persecuted. Sechufim. we're considered at the bottom of the hierarchy. We're constantly scrambled. We're constantly being persecuted again. All of these are words to say that Jewish people are suffering from tremendous anti-Semitism. We're constantly being afflicted by the Goyim. You don't have to look very far. Look at the constant, everyday acts of terror against the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael and the Chutz La'aretz and all over the Chutz La'aretz. And look at the Shoah, and look at Khmelnytsky, and look at the Spanish Inquisition, etc., etc., etc. Never, our history is filled with persecution. Why in the world would you want to go and convert to become a Jew? That's what we tell this potential convert. Im Omer, if he says, Yodani, I am very, very much aware of your tragic history of anti-Semitism. Ve'eni kidai. Rashi says, the person says, Ve'eni roi lishtatev bitzarosan. I'm not worthy to be considered a Jew. But if only HaKadosh Baruch Hu would let me become a Jew, it would be my honor to be part of the Jewish people and even to be with you in all of your tzaros. So then, we immediately accept them. We immediately accept that the person truly wishes to become a Yid. So then, every second that you delay from becoming a Yid, he's not performing mitzvahs. So we immediately go and accept him. But there still is a process. So what's the process? So the Braisa says, Umodino so mixas mitzvos kalos, umixas mitzvos chamuros. You got to tell him, what does it mean to be a Yid? It sounds great to you. You obviously want to join us in being the chosen people, but you have to understand that it comes with a lot of responsibilities. So we tell him some of the mitzvahs kalos and some of the mitzvahs chamuros. We want to make sure that he has a full understanding of what he's going to now do. And we'll flesh this out a little bit more in a moment. And we have to go and tell him, for example, there are certain things that you have to do amongst the Goyim, so they may be very, very strict with their money. They may be very exact and not give stock in the same way that we do. So you might not want to give leket shichah peya umayserani, and you may in fact go and attack those people for trying to steal from you if they're taking the leket shichah peya umayserani that are presents for the poor people. So we have to let them know that, hey, you're changing your life dramatically. And we have to also tell them, you're going to get punished if you do things wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu schar va'onish is an essential yud gimel midos type of understanding. And omelo, we tell them, Abi Yodeh, you should know, shad shalo boso lemidazu, why you're a guy and you aren't become yet a yid, if you want to go eat chaylev, you can. Achalto chaylev, if you go eat prohibited fats, yeah, to onish koritz, there's zero liability. You're allowed to go. A guy is allowed to go and eat chaylev. But if you become a yid, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. It's a chiv koritz. Chilal to Shabbos, right now, you go turn the lights on Shabbos, you watch television on Shabbos, you go ride your car on Shabbos, yeah, to onish skila. You don't get skila. You're not doing anything wrong. A guy is not allowed to observe Shabbos, so Bidavki has to do these things on Shabbos. But Akshav, once you convert, if and when you convert, if you go and eat chaylev, this is an onish kares. You're going to be chayv kares if you eat this chaylev intentionally. If you are, in fact, chilal to Shabbos, yimachal Shabbos rachman olitzlan, onish skila with hasra and appropriate understanding of what you're doing, and you're doing it intentionally, you're going to be stoned. You're going to be chayv mises based in chayv skila. So we have to let him know this, because otherwise it'd be a mekach tov, so to say. But we don't want to totally turn him off. If he is truly a ger tzedek, if he truly wishes to go and become a yid, so we want him to understand that not only are there responsibilities and potential onesh, but there's also tremendous schar. So ukishem shemodino, so on shushu mitzvos, kach mudino, so matan scharin. We also tell him, wow, how wonderful it is to be a yid. So if you want to join the club, so then you're welcome to join. Just understand that it comes with risk. It comes with a schar v'onesh. It comes with potential for unbelievable great reward. But it also comes with potential for significant punishment. So we tell him, Omlo, Hevi Yodea, Sholom Haba, in Oso Yel HaTzadikim. Olam Haba is where we'll get our full reward. This world, you can't get your reward in this world. You wouldn't want to. You can't get as much reward as you should get in this world. The real reward is in the Olam HaEmes. So therefore, we tell him that. And he said, listen, if you see that Jewish people may not be successful in this world, and you say, wait, that guy's an Elicha guy. How come he's not successful? Why is he getting all sorts of punishments? We say, this world is for the punishment. In the world of to come, the Olam HaEmes, that's where the Yid will get his real reward. And we tell him, Bisrobus Man is there, and he holding a kabel, and we turn to the Amud Beis, Mzayim Amud Beis, where it says, in this world, the person can't get lo rov tova, below paronius, and you can't get the full schar or the whole onesh rachmona litzlan. So that will be in the world to come. However, we don't overstate the case either way. We tell him the ain marbin love. We don't give him too much information because that could scare him off if he's truly a Ger Tzedek. And at the same time, we don't want him to convert too easily and think that there's a piece of cake. They medactigin love, and we don't tell him exactly every single detail. We tell him enough that he'll be aware, and he can't say, well, nobody ever told me, but we don't want to tell him too much to scare him off if he's truly a Ger Tzedek. Now, after we go through this process, Kibel, if he decides, yes, I still want to become a Yid, Malin Osu Miyad, we immediately do the brismila again. We don't want to delay him to becoming a Yid. Every second that he's not a Yid, and he wants to be a Yid, he's not doing mitzvahs like a Yid. So therefore, we do the brismila as soon as possible. And by the way, the Raisa tells us, Nishtayru bo tzitzin ha'ma'akvin esamila, if they don't do a complete brismila, they leave some flesh of the arla, or of the membrane underneath the arla. They didn't do a proper priya, and there still are what are called tzitzim ha'ma'akvin esamila. There is still enough flesh over there, over the gid, that wasn't removed. So then that's not considered a kosher mila. So then, Kozrin umalan also shneer. Then they have to go back and make it a proper mila. Otherwise, he's not considered a yid. He didn't have mila. No, the bris mila is done. It's rape as soon as he's healed. We don't want him to go to the mikvah with a fresh wound. The water could be dangerous, as the Gemara will tell us. Makbilan also miyad. Once he's capable of going to the mikvah, so we immediately go. Again, we want to do this as much as fast as possible to let him become a yid if that's what he wants. And we bring him to the mikvah. He completes the process in the mikvah, and then he's a full-fledged yid. Now, in the mikvah, it says, "Ushnei tamidei chacham omdim agaba." The Gemara is going to say that this is a base din, so it really should be read as three tamidei chacham. It's not edus over here. This is the base din. So it really should be three tamidei chacham stand over him. Umodin also mixes mrs. Kalos, so mixes mrs. Chumurus. While he's going to the mikvah, as Rashi points out, you have to do this again. B'shas, the actual tefillah, you have to go and remind him again a little bit what the schar va'onish is over here, to tell him what the mitzvahs are. And the hard ones, the light ones, so you shouldn't say I wasn't fully informed. So we do this actually b'shas tefillah and tovel. He then goes to the mikvah, and v'ola, when he comes out of the mikvah, harehu ki yisrael l'chol dvar. Then he's a full-fledged yid. He is now misgayer. He is now a ger. Now, this is the process for a man who undergoes bris mila. For a woman, Isha, who obviously doesn't undergo bris mila, so Noshim, Moshivos Osa B'mayim Atzavara, we let her go into the water up to her neck, and only then, do Shnei Tamidei Chachamim, does the basin, and again, it should be three Tamidei Chachamim, Omdim Lomi B'chutz, they stand outside for tznius purposes, Umodin, also Mikzas Mitzos Kalos, Umikzas Mitzos Chamuros, and they tell her again, similarly to the man, they tell her some of the easier mitzos, some of the harder mitzos, again, to give her at least a rudimentary understanding. Today, of course, when a person is Gaia, they go through a whole process of understanding what they're getting into. We're not looking to just bring in converts that don't know what they're doing. This is why in Nebuch, there's a huge problem in Eretz Yisrael in terms of some of the people that are coming over from the Ukraine or coming over in the past from Russia, other places where we're not clear that they are Jewish. Their grandfather may have been Jewish, but their grandmother and their mother aren't Jewish, but they consider themselves Jews. They got out of Russia because they're Jews. And at the same time, they're not halachic Jews, but this person doesn't necessarily want to become a Shomer Torah mitzvah. So what do you do with such a person when they want to convert? So this is a very, very, very big problem. This Kabbalah's old mitzvahs, which is an essential part of the Geiris, as we'll see still later in the Gemara, but I mention it here right now. So this is potentially a huge halachic discussion and issue. In any event, we do the same thing by the woman. We tell her some of the mitzvahs, and she immerses, and then she's a full-fledged Yiddish lady. Okay. Now the Braisa continues and tells us this process of going to the mikvah also is the same process by a ger, echod ger, the echod eved meshuchra. When an eved kenani is being freed, so he doesn't automatically become a full-fledged yid. He has to go to the mikvah again and has to have a Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvos again, according to this Braisa. So, where does he go? Where does the Ger or the Eved Meshuchra go to become a Yid? So, you go to the same place where a Nida is Netiris. In other words, a Kashur Mikvah. But Malkum Shadida Toveles, Shom Ger, the Eved Meshuchra told them the same halachic requirements for a Nida to be Toveles herself from her Tumas Nida. So, same thing applies to a Ger or an Eved Meshuchra when they want to become a full-fledged Yid, so they have to go to a Kashur Mikvah. And likewise, the Chodavish Chotzeitz Betvila of the Nida, Chotzeitz Beger of the Eved Meshuchra of the Nida. So anything that would be a Chatzitza applies equally across the board to the Nida, to the Ger, or to the Eved Meshuchra coming to convert to become a full-fledged Yid. Okay, that's the Braisa. Now go back and dissect each individual part of the Braisa. We use the Lashon Amamar when we go back and dissect the part of it. So Amamar, we said at the beginning, Ger Shabbos Lizgaya Bisman Azeh. So Amalo, Mari Yitzah Shabbos Lizgaya. What in the world did you see that you want to become a Jew with all the persecution, etc.? So the Braisa said, we have to tell him some of the easier mitzvahs and some of the harder mitzvahs. So the Gemara asks, my time, what's the reason for this? I already explained a lot of the Braisa outside, and I got it all from the Gemara. So here the Gemara says, the Parish Nifrosh, because we don't want him to just willy-nilly become a Yid. We want to scare him a little bit. We want to tell him, listen, you now can't eat chalev. Now you can't be Mechal Shabbos. We want to tell him certain things. So therefore, once we tell him these mitzvahs, he says, hey, nothing doing. I don't want it. So then do something to hate. You can be a wonderful, righteous Gentile. You can be a Gentile who believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is Mekayim the Zayin Mitzvahs Ben Noach, and you'll have your share in the world to come as well. So if you don't want to become a Yid, parish good. Gesundheit, hey, Nifrosh, we're not looking for Gerim. Why? The Omer Rechabo, Rechabo says a very famous idea. Kashim Gerim li Yisrael kisapachas. The Ger, when he converts, a guy who becomes a Yid, can be very, very bad for Klai Yisrael. It can be like a legion of sapachas, like a legion of tsaras. The Ksiv, because it's based upon this pasuk that we have in Yeshaya, where it says, the Nilva Hager Alehem, the Ger will come with you, the Nisbuchu Abes Yaakov, and he'll become like a legion of Sapachas, he'll be attached to you in a way that Sapachas is attached to a person. Now, why do we say that a Ger is not considered a good thing for Klal Yisrael? So, the simplest and best answer that I've always heard, you can see in the Tosos Yeshanim over here, right next to the letter Beis, the Oz Beis, where it says, in two, three lines down, when Kihu Roeh Shein Anu Nisharim B'mitzos Kimosam Afa Pishenam Mizera Kosher Kimonu. What's going to be? People are going to look at the Ger. The Ger is so medactic in mitzvahs. He's doing a 15-minute Shemoneh Esrei. He is exactly calculating to give 10% at stock. He says, no, I'm not going to guesstimate. No, he does things with a passion. And this Ger is going to make us look bad. Us born from birth Jews are going to be put next to this Ger and say, look, that Ger is so medactic in mitzvahs. And you were doing things by rote. You were doing things in a b'di'evid way. And he's doing everything l'chatchila. So that's what it means. Rav Chabo says that the Ger is going to embarrass us. He's doing mitzvahs with a freshness, with an excitement, with a zehirus, and with a zrizus. And we're doing mitzvahs, yeah, I've been doing this for years, and you do it by rote. So that's the simplest and best understanding. An alternative understanding is brought down here by Rashi, where he says that the Ger is going to go off the derech, and he's going to pull Yidden with him, because he doesn't have that background, and he's going to say, wow, I didn't know this. This is very hard. And he's going to end up not doing the mitzvahs in the most perfect way. And as a result, his friends are going to also maybe end up going off the derech with him a little bit as well. So that's why Rabbi Chavu said that the Kashim Gerim Yisrael Kisapachas. Now again, I want to point out that the Torah exhorts us in numerous places that we have to be extremely nice to the Ger, to the Yosom, the Almona. We find that many, many, many times. So Rabbi Chavu's statement is not to be understood in any way that we take it out on the Ger. What he's saying is that we don't look to have Gerim because it could have a negative impact on us. But if somebody wants to be a true Ger Tzedek, then we do accept them. But that's why we don't rush to accept them. We don't put out, announcements. Anybody wants to be a Ger, come to this shul, and at this time we'll give you an hour course, and then you can become a Yid. So that's not the way we work. Then we go to the next part of the Braisa. Umodino son, avon leket shechol peil maiserani. We tell him specifically about the fact that you have to give these matanos to the aniyim. So Gemara says, my time of why specifically this? So Gemara tells us, I alluded to this before, Amar Ruchia Bar Abba, Amar Ruchia Yochanan. Again, another state from Ruchia Bar Abba in the name of Yochanan. Ben Noach, a guy who's an Erlicha guy, he follows the Zayin Mitzvahs Ben Noach, but the punishment for transgressing one of the Zayin Mitzvahs Ben Noach is Misa. So Ben Noach has one punishment. Everything is Misa if he transgresses the few mitzvahs that he has. And therefore, Ben Noach Nerag Apokos Mishava Pruta. For being over Geneva, they hold everything is important, including even something that's less than a Shava Pruta. By us, technically, there is no din of Geneva by less than a Shava Pruta. So therefore, the guy is going to see a poor person coming in and taking a grain of corn or a piece of peya, and he's going to say, hey, you ganav, and he's going to go kill him because he says, you chayav nisa if you go and steal, even if it's less than a Shava Pruta. And likewise, by a guy, there is no concept of, oh, I made a mistake here with the Gneva, I'm going to return, and everything will be good. We don't have that. Lo nitan li shavot. This is a din by a yid, but it's not a din by a guy. So therefore, we have to tell him specifically some financial things that he could easily transgress, going from a guy where it was a din that was different than becoming a yid, where we're more generous in terms of giving to the poor person. Don't think that this poor person is robbing you in any way. And you have to give him this, because you may also be not so interested in helping out the poor person, so you have to know these din. That's why B'nai Lavik tell these din. Now, the gears that we have in the Gemara is we repeat it again, Modino so oven shicha upeya, but that's in parentheses because we just had it, so we don't have to say it again. And we just continue quoting the Bryce. It says, "Ein marbit alav, ein medakin alav." You don't tell him too much, and you don't be too specific, because again, we're not looking to turn off a true keret tzedek. We're not looking to turn away a person who really is connected to the Jewish people. An interesting idea, Medrash, that says that who are these gerim tzedek? So they were the people that were with us at Har Sinai, but over time got lost. And now they're returning, basically, to their roots. And that's who these Gerei Tzedek are throughout the years. Okay. In any event, the rice is now discussed in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar, the Amor Rabbi Elazar says, Maikra, what's the source for this idea that we go and tell him certain things and we don't tell him too much? So the Gemara says, this is based upon Rus and Naomi. When Naomi tells Rus and Arpa, go and leave me, so originally Arpa says, no, I want to stay, but Arpa eventually leaves. And Rus stays. And it says that Naomi saw, Naomi sees that Rus is strong and she's not going to leave. She's saying, I'm going with you wherever you go. So after a while, Naomi stops telling her to leave. And that's what the pasuk says. So Naomi sees that Rus is strong. She's misametzes. And she says, I'm going with you wherever you go, Naomi. So at some point, Naomi stops trying to get Rus to leave. So we now go through that conversation that Naomi had with Rus. So she's telling her, Mitzas, Mitzas Kalas, and Mitzas, Mitzas Chamuras. So Naomi tells Rus, listen, we have a din of Tchum Shabbos. Again, according to most, that's a din de Rabbanan. According to one opinion, it is a din d'oraisa, but only for a much larger distance than the 2,000 amas. It's a 24,000 amas din d'oraisa. In any event, Naomi tells Rus, we have this din of Tchum Shabbos. And that's why Rus responds and says, El asher telchi elech. Wherever you go, I go. In other words, if you're limited in going, I'll be limited in going. I'm willing to accept it. Furthermore, Naomi tells her, Asin lon yichud. You're not allowed to be miyachid with a man. So Rus responds, Basher tolini olin. Wherever you stay, I'll stay. In other words, if you're allowed to be there alone, then I'm allowed to be there alone. If you're not allowed to be there alone, then I take it upon myself as well not to be there alone. I won't be over the isser of yichud. So again, mitzvahs mitzvahs kalos, mitzvahs mitzvahs chamuras. Naomi further says, Mavkidinon sheish meos ushlosh shri mitzos. You're no longer going to have the Zion mitzos of a Ben Noach. You're not going to have 630 mitzos. It's interesting, the gematria of Rus is 606. So she already had the seven mitzos of Ben Noach. She took upon herself an additional 606 mitzos. That's why she was given the name of Rus. That's an interesting idea. In any event, Naomi tells her, you're not going to have 630 mitzos. And Rus responds, Amech ami. Whatever you have, I have. Your nation is my nation. And therefore, I accept upon myself the 630 mitzvahs. Furthermore, Naomi says, Asir lo nevodas kochavim. One of those mitzvahs is that you can't have avodah zarah. So Naomi tells this to Rus, and Rus responds, Belokayich elokoy. Your God is my God. I'm not going to have any avodah zarah. Finally, Naomi tells Rus, Arba mitzvahs nimsru leveisdin. There are four different types of capital punishments. Arba mitzvahs beisdin. Skila sreifa herig v'chanek. So Rus responds, Basher Tomusiamus, the way that you die is I die. If I'm over Rahman al-Sam, one of these, then I accept upon myself that I'll get Mises based in. And likewise, Naomi tells her, when we bury the people who are over Mises based in, Shnei Kvarim Nimsul based in, we separate out the stricter Skila Srefa Avaryanim from the Herig V'chenik, the lesser Avaryanim. And that's why Rus responds, Visham Ekobir, yeah, wherever you're buried, I will be buried. In other words, I follow this. After hearing all of this, miyad, immediately, Naomi stops pressing Rus. And that's what the pasuk says, Vatera ki misamet, says he, v'chule, which is lolechus ito, v'techtal l'daber eleha. So at that moment, she stops with her arguments, and she says, okay, we accept you. Then we have the next part of the b'ris, kibel molenos obiyad, when the man accepts all of these mitzvahs, he says, yes, I want to become a yit, so we do the bris milah immediately. Again, why? Immediately, my taima, since I mentioned already, this is where I got it from, shahuy mitzvah, lo mishayina. He wants to do mitzvahs as a yid, so we don't want to delay this mitzvah 1 second. Brisa continues and tells us, if they didn't do a complete bris milah, so then in order for him to be a yid, he had to have a complete bris milah. You have to go back and cut off those pieces of the flesh that you didn't cut off, they weren't done properly. So the Gemara says, this is based upon a Mishnah that we have in Shabbos. When we have Perek Reblezed the Mila, it goes through some of these dinim. Kiditnan, it says over there in that Mishnah, Elo and Tzitzin, I'm Akvin Amila. These are the Tzitzin that make the Mila not good. And even on Shabbos, you're allowed to go back and continue doing the Bris Mila. Otherwise, you wouldn't be allowed to do an elective procedure on Shabbos. So you wouldn't be allowed to do anything that's not Ma'akev. But if you have to go back and finish up the Bris Mila, do it properly, you're allowed to even do it on Shabbos. And boy, what are these pieces of flesh that sits in Ma'akvin Amila that make the Mila not be a good Mila unless you cut them off? So this is in the area of the top of the gid of the man, what's called the glans penis. So Basar Achofes Rovatar. This is talking about if you left flesh that is there by the rove of the Atara. The Atara is the crown, and the area from the crown more distally outward, so you're not allowed to have any flesh over there. And this raised crown and outward, if you have rove of that Atara that still has flesh around it, so then that's Tzitzin HaMa'akvinus Amila. And such a person is not considered a mild person. So he's not considered a yid yet if he was a goy, and if he was a kohen, so a kohen's only allowed to eat truma if he had a bris mila. The Eino Ocha B'Truma, if this part of the bris mila wasn't completed, so then such a person would not be allowed to go and eat truma if he was a kohen. Or if he was an Eved Kenani, who's also allowed to eat truma, he wouldn't be allowed to go and eat the truma. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar Rav. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba says the name of Rav. When we say over here that we're dealing with Basar Chofes Rov Atara, we're talking about Basar Chofes Rov Gova Shel Atara. This is talking about in the vertical direction, going from the Atara to the tip of the glands. So going outward, that area can't have in the vertical component a strip of flesh that's covering up most of that vertical component. It's not talking about the circumferential, the horizontal flesh. That certainly, if you have that, that's going to be Tzitzin HaMa'akvinus Amila. Then we go to the next part of the Braisa, Nisrape, as soon as the person heals from his bris mila, matbilin sumayad. Then we go and immerse him in the mikvah as soon as the bris mila has healed. Why do we have to wait till it heals? Nisrape in, lo nisrape lo. We don't do it while he hasn't yet fully healed. My time, why not? Because again, medicinal reasons. Mishum demaya, because the water of the mikvah, marzu maka, that can go and make the wound, unfortunately, not do well. As Rashi says, machbidin is choli amaka. That can make the wound infected, that can make the wound not heal well. So therefore, you wait till it heals, and then you immerse him in the mikvah. Then we quote the next part of the Brayis. It says, "Ushnei tamidei chachamim omdim al gabav." We have two tamidei chachamim. So the Gemara says, "V'ho amar ruchia." It should be ruchia bar Abba. Amar Rav Yochanan, ruchia bar Abba. Send him Rav Yochanan. Geretzar shlosha. We already pointed out you need a base. Then so the Gemara says, "Yeah, amar Rav Yochanan latana." Rav Yochanan told this Amora who learned this Brayis in front of him, "Don't read it as two tani shlosha. It should be read as three. It's a mistake in your reading of the Brayis. Read it as three." We quote the Brayis further. Tov avi Allah harayuki Yisrael l'chol dvarav. Once he comes out of the mikvah, he's considered like a full-fledged kosher yid in every regard. So what do you mean in every regard? L'may hilchusa. So that comes to teach us the following rule. The hadar bei nebuch, if this convert says, hey, I made a mistake, and I want to go back to being a guy. I like lobster. I want to go back to eating anything that I want, and I want to go back to doing all sorts of things that a Jew's not allowed to do. So he is unfortunately rejecting his conversion. You can't do that. It's irreversible. And therefore, if this type of a convert is Makadish Bas Yisrael, so then that Kiddushin is a valid Kiddushin, even though he is a Yisrael Mumar Karinam Bey, even though he is now considered Nebuch a Yid that went off the Derech, but he's a Yid that went off the Derech, and therefore the Kiddush of Kiddushin, and any Kiddushin that he gave to a woman would be a valid Kiddushin, and she would be considered an Eishes Ish, even though he's not much of a man, he's not much of a Yid, Nebuch, he's off the Derech, but she is still considered a married woman and would require a get from him, and would be considered an Eishes Ish in all regards. Then the last part of the Brisa said, Echad Gervi, Echad Eved Meshuchra, they both have to go through the same type of a process and the same type of a mikvah. So why are we comparing them? So Kutsolta Daitach, I might have said that the Eved Meshuchra already underwent the first time when he was mild to become an Eved Kenani, so he also had a Kabbalah Mitzvah then. So I might have thought, Kutsolta Daitach, I mean, that this means that he has to go and accept the Ol Mitzvahs at the same way, like a Ger who's coming to be Miskayer has to accept all mitzvahs. But the Gemara says, or Minhu, but we have a Braisa that seems to say other words. The Braisa says, who does this apply to? You have to have Kabbalah's all mitzvahs. We have to have Amurim only Begair, because the Eved Meshuchra already had accepted his all mitzvos when he became an Eved Kenani. Avol be'Eved Meshuchra ain't tzoch l'kabel again, because he already mekabel it one time. So it seems to be a stira over here. So I'm Rav Sheshet, he says, no, it's not a stira, lo kasha. Two different opinions. HaRabbi Shimon ben Elazar, HaRabbanim. This reflects two different Tanaic opinions. What are they? The Tani, we learn in the following brisa. When it talks about a woman who's in Yafas Torah, the whole concept of Eishes Yafas Torah that's taken in battle. So the first brisa tells us, when we dash in the pasuk, that she cries for her family and her father and her mother. So then she only afterwards goes through a certain process and becomes an Eishes Yafas Torah. So under what circumstances is that talking about? That's when she didn't voluntarily accept upon herself the old mitzvos to become a shivcha kinanis. So then if she did accept upon herself the mitzvah, she said, no, this is great, I'm happy to do this, then she can in fact convert right then and there, and you don't have to go through the whole process of shaving her head and her nails and all sorts of other process of becoming an Eishes Yafas Torah. But if she's willing to accept herself Kabbalah's old mitzvos, so then mutar bo miyad, then she can go and become his wife right then and there without going through the whole process. That was the opinion of one Braisa, the Chachamim. However, Reb Shimon Elazar disagrees. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Av apish lo kibla leha, even though she didn't accept upon herself old mitzvos, she wasn't willing to go and do this, kofa umatbila l'shem shivchos v'choz umatbila l'shem shichra umshachra. He says, no, you don't have to go through the whole process. You can bal karcha go and be matbila her l'shem shivchos for the Eishes Yafas Torah, and then re matbil osa for l'shem shichros, and then she becomes your wife at that point in time. As we turn to Memchev Samad Aleph, umutur bo miyat, and he is permitted to marry her at that moment in time. So basically, this machlos between the Chachamim and Reb Shimon ben Elazar is patterned after this stira that we had in the brisas. When we said Bamed to our Ma'amurim before, that was only requiring Kabbalah's ol mitzvahs beger. I will be Eved Meshuchar, Ein Tzorach l'Kabbal, that goes along with the Shita of Reb Shimon ben Elazar. But the other brisa that says, no, you do need to be Kabbal ol mitzvahs, that goes in accord with the Shita of the Chachamim. Now, the understanding of these two Shitas of Mitzvah Shem will be in tomorrow's shir. With this, we conclude today's shir.